And I'm Erica, and I left MAGA.
Hey, everybody. It's Rich here, Leaving MAGA at leavingmaga.org, coming to you with the Midas Touch Network. We have been never busier, everyone. We have never been more active with everything that's happening here at Leaving MAGA, especially us being on the road. We got a brand new testimonial for you today. I want to bring her in. We are joined by Miss Erica Roach in the state of New York. Erica, I want to first thank you for being here. You were one of the very, very first Leaving MAGA leaders I ever met. And your story continues to inspire me and everything we're doing at our organization. So let's just get right into it. Talk us through some of the reasons why you gravitated to MAGA and what about it was attractive to you.
So for me, initially it was finding community. I found loads and loads and loads of people who agreed with me, who didn't think that I was crazy for the feeling left behind in my representation. There wasn't any hope. You know, it was inspiring to see that I wasn't alone anymore. I gravitated more towards a conspiratorial thinking and had followed or fell into QAnon. But in the same aspect within MAGA, there is so many people who believe that our elected representatives don't care about us. They don't care what we need. They don't care what we want. We have, you know, rising costs. We can't buy houses. There's no good jobs. And there were so many people who agreed with me. And it was amazing to find people who were intelligent and thinking the same length that I was. And before I knew it, I was completely consumed with this world that wasn't what it seemed.
You know, when I was in, thank you for that. When I was in MAGA, I remember when I would hear about QAnon, I used to say that it was this silly hobby that only a few partook in who were scouring the bowels of the internet. And it was after leaving MAGA that I came to understand that not only was QAnon not a hobby, but that it was a true force within the MAGA community and was endorsed by the president himself. So I remember distinctly dismissing QAnon only to my horror to realize that in fact it was an actual significant influence that had pervaded itself all across MAGA. So what was you fall into QAnon? You find a community there. What was life like inside of MAGA and QAnon for you after you fell prey to it?
At the time, I thought it was exciting. I thought that I had stumbled upon all this information that nobody else knew besides my fellow believers. I thought that I had secret knowledge, that I was in on the plan, so I knew what was going to happen, so I didn't have to be alarmed or scared or anxious about what was to come, because I knew it was all going to work out. I knew Trump was going to save the country, save the world. But underneath all of that, there's anger, vicious, vicious anger and rage. Because it preys upon your fears, it preys upon your insecurities, and it consumes you. And before you know it, you are this hateful and angry and thirsty for vengeance person. And it erodes the foundation of who you are. It destroys your morals. But within it, I was excited and happy. Unless I had to interact with people who didn't believe the things that I believed, then I was just a completely different person.
No, I really relate to that, because I say all the time in media hits that I do and in interviews that if anyone was not 100% with us, they were 100% against us. And it didn't matter whether they were a Democrat or a Republican or an anti-Trump conservative or anti-Trump Republican. Didn't matter. Independent. If you were not 100% with us, you were wholly in opposition to us. And it wasn't just that we viewed people in opposition to us as wrong and misguided. We viewed them as an actual existential threat to our lives and our livelihoods and our families and our country. And there is a very tangible and palpable rage that is present in MAGA. And I think that, I think it really comes out when we're faced with and presented with information that challenges the mythologies that we adopt. You know, and when I was in MAGA, and I'm sure, Erica, that you experienced this as well, that any information that even remotely refuted the pervasively held beliefs, it was shunned. It was kept out. You know, I even, when it came to the press, I had a phrase that I had trademarked called the Democrat Media Industrial Complex, you know, because I believed in the liberal conspiratorial media that wanted to cast aspersions on all MAGA supporters as Nazis and white supremacists. So all of that, the accumulation of that made me, amongst other emotions, really angry. So you're going through that, and then some cracks start to show. Take us through some of the beginning moments that led you to eventually leave MAGA and QAnon.
Yeah, so it was 2020. COVID is ever present in our lives and completely changed how we view health, and it kind of forced a bright light onto a lot of things. But personally for me, I got really sick with COVID. I was sick for about 2 weeks, and then I got better for a few days, and then I got very, very sick. After a couple trips to the ER, it became evident that I had pneumonia after COVID. Which isn't like normal pneumonia. It was double pneumonia, and I was sick for about 3 months. This was right around the time that President Trump was talking about Operation Warp Speed and getting the COVID vaccines out there. You know, I think it was just before the election of 2020. And for me, it was hope that I may never get this sick again when I heard him speak about it. But then when I would go on to Telegram or on to Twitter or even into text messages with people that I communicated with within the QAnon community, this was the death jab that Bill Gates had been prophesized to, you know, deliver to us to depopulate this country and the world. And this was a long-held belief within QAnon that Bill Gates wanted to depopulate the planet and that he was going to do it with a vaccine. And so on one hand, my president, somebody I worship, somebody I truly believe in, is saying that this is going to save millions of lives versus people that I communicated with every single day, all day long, even into the wee hours of the night, were telling me that if I got this jab, or if anybody else got the jab, they were going to die. So that is something that shocks your core, because where do you go? What do you think? What do you do? And having been personally affected by COVID, I never wanted to get it again. Like, it was horrifying. So that's the first crack that started for me. That's what caused me to start questioning things. But ultimately, it was finding out that Trump had, early into his presidency, he had wanted to build a universe, or he wanted to develop a universal flu vaccine with Bill Gates. That was another crack. And then January 6th happened. And personally for me, I don't know about everybody else, but I knew people who were there, like people that I was friends with, people I talked to, people that talked to my children, people I wanted to hang out with once we had won this war. And seeing it unfold on live TV, seeing the violence, hearing just the horrific things that were being said to police officers, we were back the blue. And they were just hurling just awful things at these people. And seeing that unfold, seeing people in QAnon shirts or sweatshirts or, you know, holding flags and committing violence was such a shock to my system, because this was supposed to be a peaceful research community. It was not supposed to be violent, even though upon leaving, I did learn of the horrific violence that has been committed by QAnon, but also the violence that they believe in.
There was a real tension that you were enduring. And, you know, I relate to it because we've talked about this before, where we've said that our epiphanies happened gradually and then suddenly all at once. And once a crack forms, once the fissure starts, it might take time. But I think just like we're seeing right now across the country, once a crack starts and there's a small chasm that opens up, I think more and more people start to question their beliefs, and they really start to question their devotion and fealty to this movement. So I just, you know, I give you so much credit for listening to yourself and recognizing that something was logical and wasn't adding up. Let me ask this, Erica, as we come near the close here. Why do you feel it's important to speak up and be the kind of public leader and advocate that you have been?
I want people who are still in specifically the QAnon community to know that life is much better outside of that world. You can really truly make a difference once you leave, and anybody within the MAGA tent, they can always come to me. I'm always going to be here to help. If you have any questions, you have any doubts, that's what I'm here for. That's what I want to do. I want people to see what they've been misled to believe so that we can actually make changes to make this country better for everybody.
Yeah, I like to say that leaving MAGA for me, it was good for my soul and for my psyche. And I think we rediscover our humanity and we reclaim our individuality once we leave. I have a phrase that I use. I call it becoming a born-again human being. Because what it looks like to leave MAGA is we walk away from the dehumanization of others. Mm-hmm. And we regain our sense of autonomy, and we no longer are living a lie. We're no longer living a life based on a movement buttressed by lies and conspiracies and falsehoods. You know, I always say all the time that I was culpable for tearing asunder relationships, and I was complicit in helping the president amplify conspiracy theories. And so I do this work really that you do, which is for us to get this ongoing reckoning to continue to make amends. So I would like to re-welcome you to our Leaving MAGA community. And I want to also welcome you to the Midas Touch Network community for being another valuable voice. We like to end each of our conversations with an affirmation, and where I say, I'm Rich and I left MAGA.
And I'm Erica and I left MAGA.
We're joined by Erica Roach from the state of New York. Erica, thanks so much for being with us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Rich.
Hey, everyone. If you like that video, make sure you subscribe. Make sure you drop a comment down below. And also make sure you subscribe to our newsletter at leavingmaga.org, where you can also find all of our testimonials from all of our leaders. As always, appreciate you watching. Thanks so much, everybody, for your support.
Love this video? Support independent media and unlock exclusive content, ad-free videos, and custom emojis by becoming a paid member of our YouTube channel today. You can also gift memberships to others. Let's keep growing together.